Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9 October 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and tonight's broadcast is going to be a little different. I rescheduled the guest I had for tonight because we have a lot to talk about and what's happening right now in the Middle East. We're going to discuss that in quite a bit of detail this hour, so don't go away. You probably want to hear that. Before I do that, though, I want to say that Crystal said to tell you all thanks for your prayers and cards and everything for about her daddy. I mean, she said to tell you all thanks. She sure does appreciate it, and she really does. So I just want y'all to know that. Also, a prayer request tonight by three of them. One for Mike in North Carolina, health problems. Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Health problems, please. And y'all that watch our teachings on DVD or live, you know who Joe is. Joe and Kelly, they always come to Bible study. But Joe just was taken to the hospital today with pneumonia. So please keep Joe in your prayers for a quick healing with pneumonia, if you wouldn't mind. But those folks ask for prayer, and I have confidence in your prayer warriors. I really do. I mean that. So please, you out there that I know when I ask you to take these prayers to our Father, I know you take it seriously. But please, if you would, remember Dennis Cuddy, Mike, and Joe tonight. And again, thanks from Crystal. She really appreciates y'all's help. And also, I want to say goodnight to my pretty half tonight, Marcia Jean. I want to say goodnight to her. I know she's listening right now. So I love her a little bit. Have for over 50, almost 52 years. So anyway, we'll move on now. Don't get the special this month or offering. They're all good, but this first one is Christmas Christian. If you want the truth on a pagan holiday called Christmas, then you get the book. If you don't get it because it'll mess your world up, okay? It's Christmas Christian, great book. The Christian and Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver. Folks, this book is so important. Now, we only have a few of those, but I have another one by him that's along those same lines what will substitute if necessary. The Christian Civil Government, in a little booklet called Warning, 1965. You can look back in this little booklet and find the plans that's taking place today. Yeah, you can. 1965. And a 30-page article on the truth behind Abraham Lincoln and the so-called Civil War. Now, all these things, folks, are going to be contrary, basically, to what you've been taught most of your life. Especially the pagan holidays and the so-called Civil War. We've been lied to and lied to and lied to so much that I, for one, am a skeptic about everything I hear from anyone and will say in the news media or so-called authority anymore because I don't know who to trust. We've been lied to so much, folks. After a while, you start getting a little bit callous, don't you, about what's coming down, what's happening all around you, and the things you've been told all your life. We've been told history is history, and this is what happened. And we've been lied to. so much. And that's why the first statement I'll make tonight is don't trust the news media on what they're telling you. I'm not saying they're always telling lies. I would never do that because if they told lies all the time, eventually they'd be caught at it. They don't do that. They have a tendency to mix a little bit of truth in with a lot of lies or vice versa. And they have a way to get it out to the people. And most major news medias pretty much quote the same lines on about every channel. So when you see the news, kind of look at it a little bit suspiciously because probably there's some lies involved in somewhere. Now, we're going to discuss some things tonight, what's happening right now in Israel. It's very important. And again, Matthew 24, we see it happening, being fulfilled. And I've said this many times, that almost all prophecies have a dual fulfillment. Part of Matthew 24 did also, with the destruction of the temple in A.D. 70. And the downfall of what was happening with Israel, the Jewish people there in Rome. And it's being fulfilled again, folks, as we live. I'll get some details out in a minute. Before we get into all the details I want to cover with you, and I will take phone calls tonight if we have time. Right now, the lines are not open because I want to be able to talk to you for at least 40-45 minutes before taking phone calls. This news in Israel is taking up this news 24/7, and I guess to a point, rightfully so. To the point now that there was an earthquake in Afghanistan a couple of days ago, I guess on Saturday even, about 2,500 killed, and it's barely mentioned. That also fulfills prophecy, does it not? Earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars all over the world. And take time to study history, and I do that, folks. I really do try to study history. I try to find the true history. I try to dig into the closest to the dates when things happen to find out what really happened behind the scenes. Now, we know this nation we call Israel was refounded in 1948, May 1948, the same year I was born. And if you read the history of it, it's done in a very shady way, to say the least. Very shady. And this going to upset some people. I don't really particularly care if it does or not. I can't do anything about it. Most of the people in Israel today are not either neither Hebrews nor Jewish. Now, there's difference between Israelites and Jews, folks. Judah was a tribe in Israel. But there were other 12 and 11 and a half other tribes in Israel besides Judah. So to call them Jews is okay, but that doesn't classify them all. But there are not many true Jews or Israelites in the nation we call Israel today. I'm not going to get into that. That's not the issue tonight. But you have to understand deception before you can understand how we're being lied to today. It's important to understand that lying with the powers that control the world is their nature. That's how they keep the people contented and enslaved. So let's just get to the fact that most people that are in a nation we call Israel today are not true Israelites. All right? Let's get that through our heads and move on now. Now, most of y'all, if you follow history at all, realize in 1967, that's the year I went into the U.S. Air Force. 1967, we had a ship called the U.S. Liberty. U.S. Liberty was attacked by Israelites, by Israel. The men in the planes that were attacking it tried to tell their commanders, we can't attack this. This is an American ship. But they were told to attack that ship and put it at the bottom of the sea. And before you blame Israel for that, understand that Johnson wanted that ship sunk also. He said, sink it. I won't use the words he used, but he wanted that thing sunk to bomb the sea. It didn't sink. But they wanted to blame it on Egypt because they wanted an excuse to go into Egypt. But it didn't happen that year. But 6 years later, on Yom Kippur, one of the holiest days of the Israel holidays, a day of atonement, a day of repentance and forgiveness before God, 6 years later, 1973, Israel was attacked by Egypt and Syria. As time goes along, and this goes into the future, I don't know how long in the future, you keep an eye on the nation of Syria, specifically on the city of Damascus. Damascus is mentioned in the scriptures as one of the last signs before the end comes, when Damascus is destroyed. Now, it's going to be stacked in what the Bible calls a ruinous heap. Now, that's, so keep an eye on that. I don't know if it's going to happen now, next week, next year, 10 years. I don't know. But if you read the scriptures and follow history, it's not hard to see the next road sign. You know, for many years now, I've been on the radio, almost 31 years, and I have taken history and current events and Bible and predicted the future, not prophesied necessarily, although I do call myself a modern-day prophet as far as able to understand New Testament scriptures and tying together what's happening. And I'm saying this humbly before God because he gets all the praise. Scores of things that we talked about to happen have happened in the last 25, 30 years. Scores of them. Almost every one of them we talked about has come to pass. So 50 years ago to the day, Israel was attacked by Egypt and Syria. And it happened again by Hamas, supposedly. And we're going to discuss a lot of this in just a few minutes as far as who and what and what's going on behind that. But we see this happening, and we must understand this did not happen without knowledge of Israel knowing it, America knowing it. There's no way that this was a sneak attack, no more than 9/11 was. 9/11 was known about before it happened. We know it was an inside job. We know that. Now, we know that now. Anyone doesn't know that certainly has not kept their eyes and ears open to the truth, and they don't want to hear it. It was known about before it happened, just like Pearl Harbor was known about before it happened. Roosevelt, the so-called man that guided America through a war, led America into a war, forced America into a war. America did not want to get involved in the European war, rightfully so. But Roosevelt promised they would get him in, so he did. He brought all the Pacific Fleet into Pearl Harbor so they could be attacked by Japan, knowingly it's going to happen. And that got Americans ready to go to war. Just like with Johnson and the Gulf of Tonkin, got us involved in Vietnam. Supposedly a gunship was attacked by Vietnamese as an act of war. Another lie. Another proven lie, even on the History Channel on TV, it's been talked about. So this isn't me making this stuff up. So why would you trust Israel or America or Russia or Ukraine? Why trust any of them, to tell you the truth? So I'm not picking sides here. I am not pro-Israel. I am not pro-Hamas. I am pro-Christ. Used to be pro-America. Let us still be, I'll still be pro-America if America was doing something to make a difference in this world for the good. But we have America not getting involved in this war also, as you know. And I wonder why we think the world would fear us. Why do you think the world would fear America to any extent at all? I mean, in Korea, we were fought to a stalemate. In Vietnam, we were kicked out. In Afghanistan, we were kicked out. Yeah, and laughed at by the world. We were humiliated, and should be. And now, by the way, as a side topic here very, very quickly, some of the weapons that were left in Afghanistan are showing up in Gaza, and Hamas have them. As a matter of fact, some of the weapons that we shipped Ukraine, without accountability at all, where it's going, what's happened to them, have shown up in Gaza being used by Hamas. That's true. Now, look it up for yourself. I'm not making this up. The weapons we shipped to Ukraine, a lot of them are coming into the battle right in the Middle East, as the ones left in Afghanistan. So you can't tell me Israel didn't know about this. America didn't know about it. Now we're going to move on to some different topics and get some more detail now, because I want to share some things with you we don't really think about too often. If you don't understand history, especially Israel history in the Old Testament, and understand the blessings and cursings they had, you'll never understand what happens in the world today. Unless you understand why the holy days were given and what's happened with holy days as far as prophecy goes, You'll never quite understand what's happening today. Prophecies fulfilled mostly on holy days. Hebrew holy days. Not necessarily Christmas, Easter. Those aren't holy days. Those are pagan days, to say the least. But when you understand a little bit about Bible history and follow ancient Israel and the ins and outs of that nation, you'll find out what's happening in America today and what's going on in the world. As Christ said, there'd be wars and rumors of wars. So I thought, well, gee, I wonder how involved the world is today in war. How many nations are involved in war right now? Now, I want you to listen to this. I understand that from what I found that day from Melody Cedar Stream, there are 190 nations in the world today. Roughly 190 nations. 190. Out of 190, according to a group called RULAC, that's our Rule of Law in Armed Conflict Online Portal, out of 190 nations, 110 are in armed conflict. Over half the nations of the world today are right now in armed battles. Some are fighting terrorists on their home grounds. Some are, just like Israel, some are fighting civil wars, but 110 of them are at war as we speak, of 190. And the vast number of those wars are in the Middle East and North Africa. There are 45 armed conflicts right now taking place in the Middle East and Africa. Some of the ones taking place in the Middle East are in Cyprus, Egypt, Iraq, Israel, Libya, Morocco, Palestine, Syria, Turkey, Yemen, and Western Sahara. In Africa, we have Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia, Mali, Mozambique, Nigeria, Senegal, Somalia, South Sudan, and Sudan. Those are some of the ones that are in war right now as we speak in the Middle East and Africa. We also have fighting going on in Afghanistan, India, Myanmar, Pakistan, and the Philippines. Remember Matthew 24. Of course, in Europe, we have Russia and Ukraine. We have Moldova. We have Georgia. We have Armenia is occupying parts of Azerbaijan. We also have Europe is also in the theater of an international armed conflict between Ukraine and Russia, of course. So all these things we see happening right now, and of course, between Mexico and Colombia, we're seeing wars with drug cartels. So these are, when the guns brought out and people are dying, you can call whatever you want to. We call the police action in Korea and Vietnam. You can call whatever you want to, my friends. People are dying, so to me it's a war. You understand that, right? When people are dying, it's a war. You can call what you want to, but when your friends or your family or somebody you know is killed in this battle, it's a war. When tanks are firing, rocks are firing, mortars are firing, and guns are firing, it's a war. 58,000, which I believe is more than that, in Vietnam we know of were killed. Not to mention ones who died since they got home with different poisonings and suicides. So understand this. It's warfare in 110 of 190 nations in the world today. So the Yom Kippur is one of the two components of the high holy days of Judaism. It's also the last days of the 10 days of repentance, they call it. So it's a day, a high holy day, when this happened. And supposedly, if you believe it, it happened with total surprise to the U.S., Israel, and a lot of the world. Well, maybe the law world didn't know. I didn't know it was coming. I didn't. I had no idea. But it happened, and Israel knew about it. We know that's true. And we know this happened again in 1973. The war didn't last very long then. I think it was just like a couple of weeks. The war lasted, I think, is in October of 73. And I'm trying to remember the dates exactly, find out what they were. I haven't heard from you. From October 25th to October let's see, most fighting had ended by October 6th through 25th, it lasted the first time. Now, let's pray that it ends very quickly this time. Let's hope that it does. Let's pray that it does. I don't see it happening like this time. I really don't. I don't see it happening like this at all. I don't see it just dissipating and going into nothing. Not this time. When you have over half the nations of the world already at war. We have tensions already really stretched to the limit in Europe. We know now that weapons that we sent to Ukraine is going into the Middle East. And if out of Afghanistan, that our President Biden left billions of dollars worth of weapons there, are going to the Middle East. This is going to grow into something really big. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read this. This article is from Dubai. I didn't make this up. This attack, when they made it finally on the news tonight, this attack had been planned for months, maybe years. So you can't tell me that the Mossad, probably the premier security agency and intelligence agency in the world, and almost like CIA, untrustworthy agency in the world, didn't know this was going to happen. This article says Iranian security officials helped plan Hamas Saturday's surprise attack on Israel and gave the green light for the assault at a meeting in Beirut last Monday, according to senior members of the Hamas and Hezbollah, another Iran-backed militant group. Officers of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps had worked with Hamas since August to devise the air, land, and sea incursions, the most significant breach of Israel's borders since the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Details of the operation were refined during several meetings in Beirut attended by IRGC officers, representatives of four Iran-backed militant groups, including Hamas, which holds power in Gaza, Hezbollah, a Shiite militant group, and political faction in Lebanon, they said. So this is what they're saying in Dubai. I didn't make this up. Iran obviously helped plan this attack, but she wasn't by herself. Iran did not plan this all by themselves. This was something that folks that had other nations like Lebanon, I'm sure, and others involved in it. This is something that did not happen overnight, and it was not a surprise by any means. Now, you say, well, why would a nation let their enemy attack their own people? Good question. Why did we let it happen in 9/11? Why did it let it happen in World War II in Pearl Harbor? Good question, huh? Why would Johnson want the USS Liberty sunk in 1967? You see, the life of innocent people means nothing to these power brokers. Absolutely nothing, except their own, of course. It means nothing to them. For a few thousand or 10,000 or 100,000 or more to be wiped out in a battle, as long as they get their way, means nothing. And we know that's true. We have Prime Minister of Israel saying that this is going to be a Middle Eastern change-up this time. I don't know what he means by that, but he said that there's going to be a change in the Middle East. There's going to be a change, in geography, and I think he means that. Already they cut off the air, power, and medical supplies and food supplies into the Gaza Strip. It's already been cut off. I'm not blaming them for protecting their people if I really believe that's what they were doing. I believe now they're using this for an excuse to go to war. But I don't think that by any means you're innocent of this at all. No more than we were when in Iraq and on the Bushes. On the supposed pretense of mass weapons of destruction. We have been lied to and deceived so much, people, that we got to get our head out of our rear end and start looking around and breathing some fresh air to get our minds clear to see what's really going on here. Saudi Arabia blames Israel for unprecedented Hamas terror attack. Again, this is not my opinion. This is fact. So this war is going to extend further than the 1973 war did, and God only knows how far it's going to go. We're already starting World War III. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of Europe is against Russia. Obviously, that's true. World War III's already started. This could be another key factor in the kickoff, I do believe. And God help us if it is, folks. There's no way we can understand. No way we can understand. And I wish I could. I've never been in where a city's been bombed to oblivion. I've never seen that. I've seen towns and villages where I've been before know I'm being bombed and destroyed. But no matter whose side you're on here, if you watch the people in Israel crying over the debt for their lost loved ones and those who have had people that were taken hostage, and then you watch in Gaza the Palestinians crying for the dead, you can see anguish and you see anger and you see hatred in their eyes. That's exactly what the world powers want. They want division to cause war, because war makes profits and it also makes power and control of other peoples. No one takes time to study history to know that when the Allies supposedly won the war, World War II, that the Allies met, Stalin and Roosevelt and Churchill and all of them met to divide Europe up. They give part of Germany to Russia and they give Czechoslovakia to Russia, and they divided it up. They actually divided, and I can prove that. I've had guests in this program who were there when it happened. They actually divide the nations up, like, well, you take this and I'll take that. We fought together, so you I'll let you have this and I'll take this one. That's what they did. There's nothing new, folks, under the sun. They're dividing the spoils right now. As it spreads, they'll divide the spoils. Saudi Arabia accused Israel of provoking Palestinian hostility after a lethal Hamas attack from Gaza that claimed scores of Israeli lives. The kingdom calls for an immediate halt to the escalation between the two sides, to protect the protection of civilians and restraint, said Saudi Foreign Minister Saturday, and as Israeli defense forces engage in gun battles with Hamas terrorists. The kingdom, that means Saudi Arabia, recalls its repeated warnings of the dangers of the explosion of the situation as a result of the continued occupations, the deprivation of the Palestinian people of their legitimate rights, and repeating of systematic provocation against the sanctuaries. Folks, this, I am not choosing sides here. But when you cause a boil to fester, and you intentionally cause that, it's going to blow one day, and it happened. So that statement stirred frustration and disappointment in American observers of the Saudi-Israeli relationship. United States officials have nurtured in recent months closed-door negotiations over a potential normalization of the diplomatic relations between the Gulf Arab monarchy and the Jewish democracy. The diplomatic effort has been galvanized by a shared sense of threats from Iran, whose leaders celebrated carnage on Saturday. You want to say, we will stand by the Palestinian fighters until the liberation of Palestine, and Al-Huds, a military advisor to Iranian supreme leader. Break time, folks. If we have to break, and a lot more to talk about. I'll get the phone call if we have time, but I won't open up to probably at least 20 till, all right? So don't go away.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, back when we finish the article about Saudi Arabia, move on. A lot more talk about tonight. Now, I will take phone calls if I have time, about 22 or thereabouts. Back to the statement, Saudi Arabia said that they blamed the attack on Israel. I'm not going to say either way how that went. But he said, we will stand by the Palestinian fighters until the liberation of Palestine. And Al-Huds, a military advisor to Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, said Saturday, according to Fars News, our brave and hardworking Palestinian people, those freeing the world, the Palestinian resistance, in these historical moments are engaged in a heroic fight for Al-Qaeda Mosque and our sacred sites and our prisoners. Now, you take that with whatever you want to take it. That's just the way it is. The Kremlin's getting involved also. They have to. Now, I don't know this. I'll share this more in a little bit. Maybe this could be a way to get Russia involved in another front to weaken Russia more. I don't know that. Kremlin sees high risk of third party entering Israel conflict. There's no doubt about it. And I do believe Israel will not hesitate to nuke Iran if necessary. Don't think they hesitate at all. The Kremlin said Monday there was a high risk of a third party entering the conflict between Israel and Hamas after the U.S. moved warships close to its ally Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a show of support on Saturday and Sunday, sending a fresh aid to Israel following surprise attacks by Palestinian militant groups Hamas. The risk of third forces becoming involved in this conflict is high, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov was quoted as saying by the TASS news agency. It is very important to find ways as soon as possible to move towards some kind of negotiation process in order to reduce this escalation and move away from the military solution, he said. Russia has said it is in contact with both sides. Now, I have a comment here. Okay, I think I agree. We should move as soon as possible, start negotiations to stop this conflict. Why haven't we done it in Ukraine and Russia? Why has no one talked about negotiations there? Matter of fact, Zelensky, you know, they don't get into what he is, said he would not negotiate with Putin. You see, it's not his blood being shed. It's his people. And, of course, he's fighting for Ukraine. You believe that, don't you? Sure you do. Anyway, and we know, of course, that Biden, just a week or two ago, sent $6 billion to Iran to get some hostages to be turned loose. And I'm going to say for a second that maybe that's why we did it. We sent $6 billion with the promise they would not, use it. They said they would not use it for anything other than humanitarian purposes. Now, you believe that, I'm sure. But could it be this why they took more hostages now? The Hamas took hostages. Maybe they took hostages to raise some money. I don't know that, folks. But once you get to have a paying ransom, there's no end to what they'll do. But I do believe the $6 billion in my mind was given to Iran maybe to instigate this battle from the U.S. Yeah, the U.S. would do that. Oh, yeah, they would. And Iran declares victory after Palestinian proxy slaughters hundreds of Israelis. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi declared victory after a day in which this Palestinian terror proxy, Hamas, carried out a massive terrorist attack that killed hundreds of innocent civilians in Israel and injured thousands more. Iran funds and arms Hamas, which has ruled Gaza ever since a coup in 2007. It also funds and arms other groups, notably Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which attacked Israel earlier this year unsuccessfully. I am congratulating this great and strategic victory, which is a serious warning to all compromisers in the region, he adds in a letter to Hamas and Islamic Jihad, referring presumably to Arab countries that have normalized ties with Israel. In other words, he said, if you all hold hands with Israel, you could be in trouble too. Can you see how this can escalate out of hand? Do you understand what a hair trigger this is? Folks, Ukraine and Russia is a hair trigger. This is a trigger half-cocked. It's getting now to the point that pro-Palestinian rallies are being held in midtown New York, and Israeli supporters are meeting there against them. Governor Hochul claims this attack was abhorrent. It was taken on Israel. Now, I'm not choosing sides on this. The thing again irritates me. No matter who instigated, no matter whose fault it was, innocent people die here. Children and women die in wars, folks. Oh, it's just collateral damage. Can't help it. Collateral damage to those who don't have a conscience, those who support murdering 100 million unborn babies in America, you know who they are, had no qualm about killing six-month-old children in battles in Israel or Gaza. They don't care about that, or mothers. They don't care. They don't care. Let that sink in, folks. They don't care. They don't care. We have Klaus Schwab, head of WEF, who couldn't care less about the death of billions of people. If he had his way, he'd take out 7, 8 billion people in this world. I think about 8 billion people in the world, maybe a little more now. But he wouldn't mind if most of them were taken out. Neither would Bill Gates and others. They don't care. They're all for it. But he said hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators organized the Democratic Socialists of America, rallied 70 in the Big Apple, stomping on and burning the Israeli flag as Islamic terrorists in the Gaza Strip continued their assault on the Jewish state. Scores of counter-protesters turned out in support of Israel at the Manhattan rally, too, with verbal clashes between the opposing sides escalating throughout the day and at least one skirmish breaking out near the United Nations compound in Midtown. This, my friends, is only the beginning. It's already happening in San Francisco and places, too. Sydney, Australia, warned the Jewish people, and I won't say Jewish, I assume they mean Hebrews, Israelites, to stay home. Don't go out into the streets. Members of the Jewish community in Sydney, Australia's biggest city, were warned Monday to stay home and avoid being identified while supporters of the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas marched through the central business district together at the iconic Opera House. Australian Jewish Association President David Adder told Sky News an email was sent to the Jewish community warning them to avoid the Harbor Front building and the center of the city of Palestinian terrorist supporters hijacked what was supposed to be a tribute to fallen Israeli. So the Israelis were to meet there, and they were the protesters took over their so-called rally to support Israel. We've seen one or two Jewish people who turned up early who have been taken away by police because they carried an Israeli flag, Adair said. An email went around to Jewish community warning us to stay out of the city of Sydney tonight, to stay away from the town hall area, to stay away from the Opera House. We would be at risk if we were identified as Jewish in Sydney. Be that as it may, folks, this is going to spread worldwide. No, I don't say in every nation, obviously not. But it's going to spread. It's already started in America, it's already in Australia. Who knows what's going to lead to after this? And if you can understand, I have never seen it as strongly as many, many people. But I do know for a fact, from what I've seen in my own experiences, that when people lose loved ones, folks, no matter who does it or what the reason is, the anger and hatred boils to a point that they're ready to kill themselves. They're ready to kill others. They want vengeance. You say, well, that's not right. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying this way it is. We're about to see maybe some things happen now that we've been hearing about for years. And I don't know how I can, if this just pray to God that this is de-escalated very quickly before it explodes into something that nobody can control. A nuclear war, folks, is something that nobody wants, nobody in the right mind wants, except maybe the ones that think they have protection from it. They want to wipe out the rest of us. But I have no doubt that America was a part of this whole issue itself. No doubt about it all. And when Biden released $6 billion, but the U.S. is holding the money on condition Iran would not provide Hamas the weapons. I think they did it because they wanted to provide them with weapons. That's my opinion. Again, my opinion, $2 to buy a cup of coffee. My opinion is that this was that Israel and America wanted this to happen. I think that possibly that they want to weaken Russia even more, to get her busy on multiple fronts. You know, and I've proven this already. This was in one of my news magazines. They want Russia divided into 41 different countries. 41 different countries. Russia is not going to allow that without a fight. If they can weaken Russia, then perhaps America and her allies in NATO and others might be able to attack Russia in a weakened state. We've already got B-52 bombers and B-2 stealth bombers over there with nuclear weapons in Europe. They're already there. They're already there, folks. And they're not there just to have a 4th of July picnic next year. They're there for a purpose. Matter of fact, they left the U.S. probably 4 or 5 days ago to go over there. They're there. And these nuclear weapons, folks, are not for defense. Please understand this. They are not for defense. A handgun or a rifle might be for defense. But assault weapons, I'm using the term literally this time, like nuclear bombs, are not for defense. They're for offense. Now, you may defend yourself by using them as far as retribution for an attack, but they're for offensive weapons. And if they're involved, I think Iran may be one of the first targets hit. Iran is not a little wimpy country. not to mention the allies that back it, including Russia and China. I know now that America, Biden is talking to Russia or talking to China, asking for help to get this slowed down. Biden took hat in hand and went to ask China, can you help us? So now that Iran may be considered a threat to Israel, I expect Israel will retaliate by all means and any means possible. And for those of you out there that go to churches where they teach that you're going to be raptured out of here, you may be surprised. It ain't going to happen. There's a war prophesied, folks, in the Bible. It's in Ezekiel. I don't remember the exact chapter. It's in the 30s. Chapters 30-something. There's a war prophesied in Ezekiel. It's going to happen in the latter days. And the church been taught for many years they're going to be raptured out. They're not going to be here for this. Please know that you'll be taken by surprise, I do believe. Russia itself right now is on the highest nuclear alert possible. I mean, they're expecting trouble for sure, maybe from the inside, from a terrorist attack inside themselves or from outside. Matter of fact, to the point that they're holding drills, literally holding drills, and getting children out of school with gas masks on to try practice what's going to happen when the West attacks us, when America attacks. We also were taking nuclear weapons into Asian countries, I suppose, to defend Taiwan, maybe. Folks, America is stretched to the limit. And that's why I say watch out for the draft real soon. There's no way that we could fight a war of any size anywhere, much less on different fronts. If Biden get his way, folks, and get us in a war, all the things he's done in this country, all the freedom he's trying to destroy, the economy destroyed, that will get people's minds off that and in a fighting mood, just like Roosevelt did. Remember the Great Depression? No, we weren't here then. I realize that. But you remember the history about it? The Great Depression, people were out of work and they were frustrated and angry. Well, the war solved that. Anyway, they started picking up, in their late 30s and went to war in the early 40s. And war turned things around financially for America. It always does. There's big money in warfare, folks. Big money in warfare, especially for arms makers and bankers. Big money. War's a racket. General Smedley Buckley said so back in the 50s. War is a racket. If there's ever a time in the history of this nation, in my lifetime, 1963, I was only young, and folks, I was 15 years old. But I remember the close to going to nuclear war with Russia back in 1963 with the Cuban crisis. I remember that. I do. I was just a boy. Had no idea. That would have been disastrous, but not nearly as bad as what it's going to be today, 60 years later. 60 years later, folks. How much more developed are the weapons today, and how many more nations have them? If nuclear war is declared now, no one in this world will be safe anywhere, no matter where you may be. Especially in America, we have no way to defend ourselves here in this country. Obviously, our government has not prepared us for this. They haven't done anything to prepare safety zones for us. That hasn't happened. We'll be on our own. So let's get on our knees, church, those who name the name of Christ, that are truly born again, let's get on our knees and ask our Father to show us what to do first. Let's repent of our callousness, our carelessness, our apathy, and indifference we've had in this nation for so many years as Christians. Let's ask our Father to chastise his people in this nation to the point that they'll repent and seek his face. By whatever it means, he has to. But let's ask him, if it be his precious will, that he would show us how to avoid this. But also ask for wisdom on how to prepare ourselves spiritually for this battle coming up, folks. I'm 75 years old. I may not live to see it, but I think I will. Prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and even physically as much as possible. I'm not just standing at night blowing smoke. I'm telling you the truth as best I can. Prophecy being fulfilled tonight as we speak, worldwide. We're down about the last 7 or 8 minutes here. I'm going to open phone lines up right now. Take a few phone calls at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I don't want to hear about who, necessarily whose blame it is. I don't want to hear about the so-called fake Israelites or the Jews or the Muslims. I don't want to hear whose fault. I don't want to point fingers who's doing what now. I want to know. I want you to chime in if you see something happening we need to know about right now. No matter who's behind it, folks, it's happening. Right now, pointing fingers won't change it. Innocent people are dying on both sides. And anger and hatred is brewing across this world and down the Middle East. And I want to tell you this also, that the Middle East, the factions of the Middle East have been a warring people for 4,000 years. Oh, yeah. Israel also has been a warring people. Americans can prove that by who we are. A warring people. So don't expect everything just to all of a sudden get better overnight. But folks, let's pray in God's name and in Christ's name that maybe perhaps he'd show us how we can maybe do something to glorify him through this and maybe stop a little bit of this slaughter is coming on this world. Let's go talk to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you. I think it seems different this time. Many times in the past, I thought this war between Israel and Iran in the West would happen many times, but it seems different this time. I think this is going to usher us into the time of the end. You mentioned Matthew 24. Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, whosoever reads, let him understand. Jesus says, if you want to understand end time events, you got to understand the book of Daniel. The first time the abomination of desolation is mentioned is in Daniel chapter 8. There's a conflict between a ram and a he-goat. Then the little horn goes into the pleasant land or the holy land, stops the daily sacrifice, sets up the abomination of desolation. He doesn't understand it. And then Gabriel comes to him. You can read this in Daniel 8, 16 through 19. Gabriel says, I come to make you understand the vision. He says, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. I believe this is what's about to happen. We're going to be ushered into the time of the end. Many Bible prophecy teachers, this is the ram is Median Persia. The he-goat is identified as Grecia. It doesn't say Greece. It says Grecia means power from the west. And Alexander the Great conquered Media Persia 331 B.C., over 300 years before Christ came the first time. How can that be the time of the end? What nation could come from the west at the time of the end? And it says in First Five, doesn't touch the ground. There's only two ways you can't touch the ground. The big boats that go through the water and the airplanes that go through the sky and attack Media Persia. I believe we're going to be dragged into this like we were in with Iraq. And they're sending a big aircraft carrier right now, the Gerald Ford,
yes,
the most advanced aircraft carrier we have. And I believe it's going to usher us into the time of the end. And there's a time prophecy associated with it, 2300 days. Then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. I believe that leads up to the close of probation. I believe we're running in, maybe possibly. I pray that I'm wrong, the last 7 years of Earth's history. I believe this happened on, also it happened on around the Feast of Tabernacles. It says that this vision is for a time appointed. The feast days are time appointed. That happened last week, right around the end of the Feast of Tabernacles. And I believe we're heading into the time of the end. I think this time it's different. It's good. Iran's going to get involved, and who knows, and terrorist attacks are going to happen in our country and Europe and most of the Western countries. It's going to be terrible. But
by the way, you made a good statement there. Maybe that's why all these illegals are coming into Europe and America.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
who
point.
Knows?
Good point.
How many Arab terrorists are in our country
now? And how many Chinese do we have here now that are a battle age? By the tens of thousands in America right now, they come across the southern border and northern border.
Well, it says the he-goat has moved with Kohler against the second higher horn on the rim, which is Persia, Media and Persia. And
right.
Persia is Iran. And Kohler is an Old Testament word for white-hot anger. It even mentions the word fury and runs it in with the fury of his power. And I believe we're about to see this in a very, very near future.
I do, too. Good call, Bruce. Good info.
Study Daniel chapter 8. It's not for the past. It's for the end of time. Gabriel tells him three times. It's for the time of the end. Read
Amen.
It. Daniel 8, 16.
Okay. Very good call. Thank you, Bruce, for the info. Very good call. Right on point, folks. Again, I am not a well, I study. I like to study what I can in prophecy, but I'm not. The Lord didn't give me that gift. Not yet. He hadn't given me that gift. He gave me other gifts to teach and show things. And tonight I pray this is one of them. I can see history. I look at history. I watch us happen. I know what's happened in the past. I see what's happening now. I can tell you what's going to happen in the future because nothing happens new under the sun. Man never learns from history. The only thing history would teach you is that man never learns from history. Because men are too ignorant to remember history and too easily deceived by the founders of this world powers now, the liars that run this world, and talk to us through ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN. As long as we follow man's direction, a man's guidance, and man's wisdom, we're going to be deceived. The only way to know the truth is get into the Word of God. Ask for direction. Pray for the Holy Spirit to guide you. Get on our knees, repent of our own sins personally, and walk closer to Christ. There's hell to pay in the world, folks, and America is going to pay the worst of any nation in the history of this world. Revelation 18, read it for yourself. If another nation in the world besides America that's Babylon, it's definitely Israel. Israel is Tel Aviv is a center of all manner of sexual deprivation in the Middle East. Tel Aviv is full of everything you think of in sexual depravity. Just like New York City, San Francisco, Miami, and others in America. Why do you think Dimitri Duman prophesied about the cities that are going to burn in America? And the ones I just mentioned are some of them. They're going to burn in America first when the battle comes here. Prepare yourself, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ. If you're not a born-again believer, folks, please call me and talk about this. Get your soul right because you only have one chance. All right. Well, grace God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Doug Thornton as a guest and a lot more to talk about. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.